Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
For the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the Nest here on this Featured Artist Friday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Final 2 hours of the show. Ravens at Cleveland coming up 4:25. Ravens, pretty significant favorites here at 7.5 back on the practice field today. We'll get into all of that in a couple of minutes because we've got an attendance report, so stick around. But here's Lamar Jackson back at practice yesterday talking about the knee that kept him out of Wednesday's practice.
I feel good, man. It's always good to be outside with my guys. You know, playing football, things like that happen.
So he's back, Nolan McGraw, and, you know, things like that happen. And I watched the brief video of him running out onto the field. I didn't see any hitch in his giddy-up. He looked fine. That's all that matters. I'm not questioning why he wasn't there, whether it was a hamstring, a knee, whatever. He was there. He's going to be there Friday or Sunday. Because if he wasn't, he would have been talking to the media yesterday. So to me, it's a no harm, no foul, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, you can understand why even we got a little antsy when the news comes out earlier this week. Hey, Lamar's not practicing. You know, we know what it's like not having him here. So you start panicking. You start thinking about worst case scenario. But throughout his career, we've seen the Ravens be pretty cautious with him in practice. Or maybe not cautious, but just kind of giving him additional rest days. Especially this year, he's been sacked a little bit more than you would prefer. He's been beat up quite a bit. So I don't have a problem with it at all. Whatever it takes to get him through a full season, you got to do it.
Yep. So he's back. He's there today. No Mike Green today. Mike Green was limited yesterday. The rookie linebacker with an ankle not practicing today, Nolan McGraw. So based on the fact that the official injury report comes out later this afternoon, he's going to be there because there's no more doubtful. You're either playing or you're questionable, but looks like questionable. And if he's not practicing a day after being limited, he's probably not playing, which kind of a blow.
Right. Unexpected one.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, look, Draymond Jones seemed to give you an instant boost, but I think if you take Mike Green out of there, it might balance that out in a negative for the Ravens. So we'll see. Cleveland's O-line, though, by all indications, if the Ravens can't get a pass rush this week, I don't know if they'll ever get a pass rush. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, 26 sacks allowed by the Browns. Remember last week, Minnesota at 33 going into the game, and the Ravens had 12 quarterback hits. Now if he can't go, Nolan McGraw, maybe we'll finally see Carl Lawson get activated to the 53. That means, however, somebody's got to come off the 53-man roster.
Right. And to us, that seems like an easy choice. Ajabo, get him out of here. But for Harbaugh, you heard his explanation as to why Lawson wasn't elevated for Minnesota. Well, it's a numbers game. Okay, yeah, we understand that. It's what we just got done saying. Somebody's got to go.
Right.
Ajabo's got to go. Well, apparently that's a big sticking point for them. Ajabo was up, and they wanted to get, what was it, Brian, the other defensive tackle or defensive lineman elevated. So I don't get it. I don't understand the hesitation to just cut bait with Ajabo. You've held on to him this long. Probably should have got rid of him last year, but here we are.
Now, I'm just speculating. Maybe Bateman's ankle puts him on the IR short term, perhaps, and that could be your in to bring Lawson and then keep Ajabo around if they're inclined to do so. I'm just, again, just speculating. I have no idea what they're
doing. I
mean,
if he's truly going to be out for that much time, then sure. But I'm kind of thinking, or was hoping, rather, that Bateman would be back within a week or two.
Well, no Mike Green today. What that means for Sunday remains to be seen, but doesn't look promising. That's for sure. Anyway, let's get back to Lamar Jackson. Met with the media yesterday, and he was asked about the offense and how they performed since he's returned.
Shoot, if anything, we need more points. You know, our defense is playing great. Special teams playing great. I feel like we have great moments, you know, but just being consistent, that's what we're chasing right now.
Well, they stunk in the red zone last week against Minnesota, which is well documented. We've talked about it early portion of said week. And early in the season when they were losing, they were scoring a ton of points. Since the defense has now started to play better, the offense is kind of cooled to some level. Is Lamar ready for an explosive outburst here? Cleveland's defense might not be the recipe for that. Maybe the Jets in a couple of weeks, but we'll see. But, Nolan, are you concerned about the offensive line? Vinny keeps bringing up the obvious, and you don't even need to be Joe Bugle to see this. The offensive line is not good. Stanley's doing yeoman's work on a bum ankle. Linderbaum's acceptable, maybe not what he was in the previous couple of years, but Voorhees and the right side of your line, it's not good at all right now.
Right. Very concerned about them situationally, especially the red zone. I mean, that's the biggest factor to me. Not necessarily play calling or even execution by other players, certainly not quarterback. All right, can you tweak your play calling a little bit to adjust knowing that your O-line is as bad as it is? All right, I'll give you that. But for the most part, the guy's just got to block. I mean, how infuriating is it, especially earlier this year, where they would get, not just in the red zone, down inside the five, down to the one or the two, and you've traveled all this way. You've gone maybe 70, 80 yards. You've put together this impressive drive. You're an O lineman. I don't care how bad you stink. I don't care how bad you are. You can't get that one last yard to finally finish the job. You can't get up for that. You can't get the explosive push off the line for that. I didn't play the game, but what do I know?
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's off to Penn State. We'll come back. We're going to count some weekend money, hopefully, with buy or sell, and talk about sports subjects of the day. And we're going to talk Orioles baseball. Steve Molesky, the GM meetings just ended yesterday. Mike Elias spoke with the media talking about some things. Albie's putting together his coaching staff. And now the Orioles are going to have to figure out what to do with some of these arbitration-eligible guys. What do you do with Ryan Mountcastle? What do you do with Yennier Cano? Two guy all-stars? Well, Mountcastle wasn't an all-star, but he's been a contributor. Cano was an all-star 2 years ago. Guy that got optioned back to the minors last year. What's Mike Elias going to do? We'll get Steve's thoughts coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And a few.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Featured artist Friday. It is the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Anything you want to hear from them, send a request. Plus for tax side. Ravens back in practice today. Lamar's there, full effect. Mike Green not. So we'll see how that goes. Justice Hill's back. That's always fun to have. No Marlon, no Bateman. We will get into that as the show progresses. Steve Molesky joining us 12:30 to talk some Orioles. But we got a lot to get to in the world of sports, and hopefully we have some spending money before we do it. Oh, buy or sell here.
Abbreviated stock report today. S&P 500 is up 32. The NASDAQ is up 183. DraftKings down 24 cents. And now here's the interesting one because of yesterday's news. Under Armour, Steph Curry no longer with Under Armour. They're down, but only 6 cents.
Oh.
I would have thought it would have been a pretty big spike today.
Yeah, Steph Curry, if you missed it, if you follow this sort of thing, he was their marquee guy. They had a mutual parting of the ways. Under Armour, and Steph Curry will now be free to shop his wares, his shoes, elsewhere. And, you know, unfortunate news for Under Armour because he was their big ticket guy. Tom Brady, I believe, was an Under Armour guy for a while there. But, whatever.
Those shoe deals are crazy. I feel like a 12th man on the bench has a shoe deal these days.
Yeah, but Under Armour's never really... I mean, do you know anyone that wears Under Armour shoes other than me?
It was always Curry. I forgot to wear my Curry's in honor today. Yeah. Thank you, Jimmy Patsy.
By the way, Jimmy, size 10.
Let's see. We'll start our sports topics here in Major League Baseball. A couple days ago, Cy Young Award winners were announced. And on a day where we should be celebrating Paul Skeens and the incredible season that he had, well, the conversation wasn't entirely about the award. Randy Miller of New Jersey Advanced Media, in fact, was reporting that an anonymous teammate of Skeens said that the pitcher has no confidence in the Pirates ever being able to win, and he's hoping for a trade. The quote here from the anonymous player, "Trust me, he wants to play for the Yankees. I've heard him say it multiple times." I'm reading this. I thought it was a fake article at first, but it was real. Whether you believe the report or not, you know, it's up to you. Both the team and Skeens have denied it since then. But this isn't really a shocking report. Everyone's been predicting that he's going to be traded out of Pittsburgh pretty much since the day he arrived there. Baseball, also, though, a sport where we rarely see a player leverage their way out of town. See it all the time in the NBA, even the NFL. But buy or sell, Bob, Skeens will change that trend. He will demand a trade years prior to his free agency.
Demand a trade. Well, publicly, he said he's committed to Pittsburgh. The report you just said, read, says otherwise. I'm going to sell it. I think he don't want to come off to be that guy. You know what I mean? Because he's got that good guy, reputation. Remember, he started at Air Force. I believe he's from California, if I'm not mistaken. And then he transferred to LSU, where he became Paul Skeens, you know, the dude that he is. But him finishing in Pittsburgh's a 100% certainty won't happen because they aren't committed to winning. I mean, they haven't, but it's sniffed 510 years. And we were talking about Mitch Culler. We'll talk about this with Steve in a few minutes. But yeah, I don't think he'll demand a trade, but he's getting traded.
And please just don't go to the Yankees. Don't go to the AL East.
And I hate that. I grew up loving Mickey Mantle. Get the bleep out of here.
You aren't even old
enough to remember Thurman Munson, much less Mickey Mantle.
And I don't want to dislike Skeens because, as you said, very likable. Picture the other day. How does he celebrate winning the Cy Young? Big occasion. He has the family over for the TV and everything. He's got a hot dog roller in his kitchen, like an industrial hot dog. He's got like multiple dogs rolling the buns toasted on top. That's my kind of guy right there.
I'm extremely cool with that. Yes.
All right. Over to the NFL. Everyone thought that Brian Daboll needed Jackson Dart to save his job, but in reality, there was probably nothing that was going to save Daboll's job. Now New York moves forward, could potentially make changes in their front office as well. What does this mean for one Jackson Dart? Well, history is not very kind to rookie quarterbacks who lose their coach and or GM. The new regime that takes over, at least the head coach that takes over, might not view Dart the same way that Daboll did. Quarterback being the most important position on the team. Teams are willing to make changes there at the drop of a hat. Buy or sell, Bob, the firing of Daboll, potentially the kiss of death for Jackson Dart.
I'm going to sell it. Now, Joe Shane's going to keep his job, apparently, the general manager, and he's going to be on the hot of hottest seats going into next year because now you got to pick a new coach. And now they're in this conundrum here, Nolan, where the new coach might outlast the GM if they suck. Jackson Dart's got swag, plays reckless. This is why he's out. I don't think it's a kiss of death. I just think Jackson Dart's got that it factor. I think he'll overcome and adapt whatever adverse circumstance they'll put on him here.
Sticking in the NFL, big matchup on Sunday afternoon, Seahawks and Rams. Honestly, I wish the Ravens played at one so I could give both of these games full attention, but one subplot to monitor here, Cooper Kupp taking on his former team. Now, you might have forgot that he was with Seattle to begin with, considering Jackson Smith and Jigba. He's dominating the target share, and they just traded for Rashid Shaheed as well. As far as the revenge factor for Kupp, well, he said all the right things, said that, you can't make any one game about yourself. Just treat it like a normal week. By yourself, Bob, Kupp will lead the Seahawks in receiving on Sunday.
And I'm selling that. Smith and Jigba. I mean, that's stupid to try to get Cooper Kupp some attaboys against the Rams. But he might be more involved in the offense than he's been. What Seattle needs to figure out, and I'm not questioning them by any stretch, but is it Walker or is it Charbonneau? Who's your running back? Or Charbonnet, excuse me. Go with one of them. This dual running back thing is kind of maybe hampered them to some level, but I'm selling that a bazillion percent that Cooper Kupp's going to be their leading receiver this week.
And for one last time this week, two tickets to see Iron Maiden. They're going to be at Jiffy Lube Live next September, giving these away courtesy of Live Nation. Now, don't worry about the giveaways. There's more coming next week. We got tickets to OAR.
Who?
OAR. Nice. I know you're a big fan.
Or.
That's right. They need the little dots in there. Clearly an abbreviation. Anyway, for today, one last time, Iron Maiden, I'm looking for caller number 7, lucky number 7, 410-583-1057, last time this week.
And Uncle Bob's going to give you a little music advice if you're not familiar with Iron Maiden, by Number of the Beast, the album, CD, however they, My daughter, for instance, bought me vinyl of Alice in Chains' Facelift. Of course, I don't have a turntable, but it looks cool unwrapped. But get Number of the Beast, learn about Iron Maiden, and maybe you'll want those tickets. And if you can't plan for next September, we can't help you here on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Right. GM meetings are over. Got arbitration stuff that needs to be taken care of. What? I believe the 21st is when you have to start tendering dudes and all of the good stuff that goes along with that. Here to talk about what's going on out at the warehouse and throughout Major League Baseball, he's our colleague on 105.7 The Fan. He's veteran baseball writer, our friend and yours on the Window Nation guest hotline, Steve Molesky. Steve, what's happening?
Bob, what's up?
A little of this, a little of that, Steve, to be totally honest with you. But we'll start with the, we just heard during Nolan's update, the MVPs. We'll start with the American League. Aaron Judge wins his third, edges out Cal Raleigh, who had a monster season for the Seattle Mariners. Any issues with Judge getting the award over the big dumper here?
Not really, because Bob, as great a season as Cal Raleigh had, he was nearly 200 OPS points behind Aaron Judge, who had a better batting average, on base, OPS. He had more doubles. He had a few less homers. And he's pretty important to his team, too. So Oriole fans might yell at me siding with the Yankee over anybody. But I just think you're talking about 1,100 OPS against the mid-90s. That's a lot of difference there.
In the National League, Shohei Ohtani wins again unanimously, his fourth. He and Frank Robinson, only players in baseball history to an MVP in both leagues. And you and I are about the same age, Steve. And I didn't see Mickey Mantle or Willie Mays and all these guys in their prime. But are we watching the best player of the last 50 years, maybe, in Shohei Ohtani, with all due respect to the players?
He's making a case for it, obviously. And, sure. I mean, what he's doing is remarkable. And there's just he's a unicorn. There's no one else like him. There's no one else close. There's no one else in the minors that you say, wow, he's doing some of the things Shohei is doing. Well, it just, I think some people are going to try to duplicate what he's doing. You know, maybe we're seeing a little more two-way players in college, maybe even on the farm, maybe even get close and do it in the majors. Maybe even there's one or two that will try it, but he's like at the top of his game at both. It's just remarkable.
I mean, you're talking about a guy that had 10 Ks and it went 4-for-4 in a playoff game. Yeah, I mean, that's little league stuff. It's incredible. But we all get to watch it in real time. Now for the Orioles. Albie, putting together his coaching staff, going from outside the organization, but keeping some within. Buck Britton, for instance. Your impressions so far of the staff that Craig Albernaz is putting together?
They certainly let him have a couple of, quote, his guys, if you will. He's got connections in his previous career to Dustin Lind and the bench coach Donnie Ecker and Jason Bourgeois, I guess is how we're saying that. And then three holdovers, Britton, French, and Klimek. So, Bob, believe it or not, if they go by last year's staff, that's only half the staff. Last year they had 12 coaches and manager Brandon Hyde to start the year. So we'll see how deep this will go. But I mean, I like it. I like those six guys they got right now, and maybe they'll look to bring in these last couple more experience, someone who's older, a 60 something guy in there, who's been 20 years in the dugout, to help some of these younger coaches. But it is a younger staff right now, and it's a younger team.
Steve Molesky joining us here on The Fan, talking some baseball with you on this Featured Artist Friday. It is the Red Hot Chili Peppers, for those just tuning in. You got to offer contracts, Steve, a week from today to arbitration-eligible guys. And, you know, we expect the Rodgers, the Kramers, the Aikens, et cetera, to all get that. But what about Yennier Cano, 2 years ago an All-Star, and Ryan Mountcastle? What do you think the tough decision is going to be for Mike Elias? Are they tough decisions right now?
I think they're non-tender because of the price. And, you know, I mean, yesterday was a report the Orioles have interest in Pete Alonso. Wouldn't that be exciting? So, I mean, there isn't room for Pete Alonso and all these other first basemen. But so we're going to see how this all plays out. I mean, 7.8, I think, is Ryan's number. And, I mean, he's one of my all-time favorites. I just really have loved interacting and getting to know him. And I hope he's an Oriole selfishly because I just like him. But I think his, you know, the slide at the bat has put him in a tenuous spot here.
And Cano, I mean, this guy was an All-Star 2 years ago, but he was sent to the Norfolk a couple of times in 2025. Why the drop-off is significant as it's been for him, for a team that really needs a Yennier Cano at his best, but what the hell happened to this guy?
I don't know, man. Relief pitchers are hard to figure. Sometimes you can dig into deep data and say, well, you know, they hit his sinker much better this year than last, and what made that happen, and then you got to, can you fix it? And so, I mean, with Drew French and Klimek coming back, that might lend himself to give a nod to a holdover who has been good in the past, and the bullpen needs so much right now that maybe that gives him the hint of the doubt to bring this guy back and let's try to fix him. But that's questionable for me.
All right, Steve, Grayson Rodriguez, and we know the pedigree, first-round pick and top pitching prospect for a couple of years coming out of the minors, and we saw the potential for a couple of Oriole playoff teams. As we sit here on November the 14th, apparently he's healthy. Mike Elias has stressed that, you know, there's no injury issues for now. with Grayson Rodriguez. What would you anticipate his role would be when they get to Sarasota and beyond in 2026?
I just no way to know until we see him pitch, Bob. And he's got to stay out there for a while. I mean, 2 good weeks won't get it done. So when I pencil in the starting five, he's not in it for me. He has to prove he can be in it. And so when we last saw him pitch, he's surely a starting five guy. But the health has made that questionable now, and you can't count on that. You can't say, well, we'll get 25 starts from Grayson pitching to a 3-5. If you did, wow. I mean, love that, but cannot count on it. So they have to count on others and hope that he is a nice surprise in camp.
Steve, before we let you roll, Adley Rutschman, a lot of fans have soured on him in a big way, Nolan. I still think that there's a lot left in the Adley tank, and I'm not trying to drink orange Kool-Aid by any stretch of the imagination. Where do you stand with Adley Rutschman, who was 1-1, two-time All-Star, but since the second half of 24 has kind of fallen off the cliff offensively, then got hurt a couple of times last year? What does Steve Molesky think of Adley Rutschman as we sit here today?
It's just, I'll expand it beyond Adley. Yeah. The biggest thing for this new coaching staff, Bob, is to find a way the young core that underperformed last year to both connect with them as friends, but also be tough on them to say, maybe you guys as a group got a little comfortable the last year or two, and we got to push you in a different way to get the max out of you. So that is, if that doesn't happen, it's going to be a problem for 2026 Orioles, because they'll add some talent this winter. I have no doubt. I don't know how deep they'll go or how high they'll go here, but they're going to need that core to perform. So that's job one for Craig Albernaz and his staff, to resonate with these guys, connect with these guys, push these guys. If you got to coddle them for a couple days, coddle, whatever you got to do. Because at the end of the year, you got to get performance out of them. And, Bob, it's not like we're asking for miracles here. We've seen Adley have an 800 OPS.
Sure.
We've seen Gunner have a near 900 OPS or 900. We've seen Cowser second for Rookie of the Year. We're not asking them to do things they can't do. They just need them to get back to doing things they can. And that collective group and how they perform will have a lot to say about the win total next year.
Steve Molesky, what's going on in your world as we talk some baseball here heading into Thanksgiving and obviously the new year in a few weeks?
Bob, I took a page out of your show's book this week, and Ryan Ripken is my guest today on the podcast. And Ryan and I had a great time a couple times talking baseball on your show, and we did it today on my podcast. So steveonbaseball.substack.com. There's some free content. There's some paid content, but it's there constantly. And video, articles, a lot of coverage of the farm. And so Steve and Ryan talk today on my podcast.
Awesome. Steve Molesky, appreciate your time as always. If we don't talk within the next 13 days, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, and we'll catch up soon.
Same to you and Nolan, and talk to you guys soon.
All right. Here's Steve Molesky, everybody. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Nolan has a wish list, speaking of the Orioles, of things. We'll talk about the bullpen and beyond. If you have one for Mike Elias, send it to us. We're not at Christmas time yet, but you get the point. 410-583-1057. Get your song request for Red Hot Chili Peppers, featured artist Friday. NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. We got Chris Boombacha from USA Today at 1:30. Any predictions for the Ravens and Browns? Lamar's back at practice today. That's good news. So is Justice Hill. That's good news. No Mike Green, though. Could be bad news. And an Elite Eight. Anything else you want to get into? We are here for you before we get to Nolan and his wish list for the Orioles personnel-wise. And get his thoughts on whether or not Mountcastle, Cano, non-tendered guys? I don't think he want a pulse at least for Mountie, but we'll see. Let's go get Joe and Woodbury. Joe, what's up?
What's up, brother? How you doing, Mr. Bob?
I'm hanging in there, my friend. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm sitting here making me a meatloaf right now. The best money can't buy. But anyway.
Money can't buy?
Money can't buy this one. I'm telling you. Ain't nobody going to make it better. But look,
with ketchup or brown gravy? What's your meatloaf preference?
No. Right now, I'm mixing the ground beef, the green peppers, the onions, the saltine crackers, you know, the seasoning. Oh, yeah. See, look, I got you excited already.
I'm hungry, yeah.
Anyway, I want to talk about when the guy called earlier and talk about, we talked about this before, these injuries that our athletes have and seem like they're more common. It's all about what this country eats, Bob. Bob, I know back in the day, your mother probably crushed up your carrots, your peas, and your, you know, your string beans, your mashed potatoes. I don't know if you grew up on pet milk. Like a lot of us.
No. I know what it is, but no. We were whole milkers.
Yeah, well, there you go, whole milk.
Yeah.
But see, you got to remember, Bob, since like the mid-70s and 80s, that Isomil and that Enfamil and that Gerber food that they keep finding lead in. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. This country, man, we overweight. We eat bad. All the other countries eat better than us. We the richest country in the world. But it's our nutrition and guys, males or whatever, we're not as rugged as we was back in the 60s and 70s.
Wait, hold on, though. The athletes nowadays, they have personal chefs and
hold up.
They got all they work out 12 months a year. I mean, old school pet milk athletes had to have jobs in the offseason.
But hold up, Bob.
Yeah.
You talk about, you know what that word supplement mean, right? It's a substitute for something real.
Yeah, okay,
Think about it. The day's food got preservatives, additives, food coloring, artificial sweeteners. None of that stuff is for your body, Bob. That's what I'm saying. But think about it. Everything is artificial and imitation. The body deserves whole grain. Hey, Bob, did you know there was a war with Wonder Bread back in the day because they stripped the wheat to make it white and took all the nutrients out of it?
Huh.
And then that's why you see on Wonder Bread that big word say enriched. Because they taste I learned it on the story channel, Bob.
Hey.
I didn't know it. But anyway, I just wanted to say,
I haven't had a Wonder Bread in quite some time, though. But look, all this talk about food's making me hungry, and I'll take any artificial preservatives I can get just to satisfy my cravings right now.
I know, Bob. But anyway, all I got to say is, man, we just got to eat better, live better, because that term, you are what you eat. And that's all I got to say. That's the editorial from me today, everybody. Take care.
All right. Or Jack LaLanne, everybody, giving us a diet and exercise tip. Joe in Woodbury. So, Nolan, you're a slim and trim guy. You're still in your 20s there. And, you know, when I was in my 20s, I was in relatively good shape. But, you know, sooner or later, the old king of beer starts catching up to you.
Yeah.
In a big way.
Just a bit. I mean, they should have had Joe's meatloaf. Nobody would get hurt if they were eating that. That's a square meal right there.
Still didn't answer the question. He put ketchup on it or tomato sauce because...
We were always tomato sauce.
Yeah, and then put the brown gravy, a meatloaf sandwich with mashed potatoes on a Kaiser roll. Bring it on.
All right, you got to stop. I know we got NFL lunch, but you got to stop.
All right. What's going on with the Orioles with you? Mountcastle, Cano, Steve thinks they're both Steve Molesky. We just talked to him. Non-tender candidates. Is that an appropriate decision? I mean, money's going to talk. I know David Rubenstein said they've got resources to sign. I mean, you're going to have to sacrifice in other places, I guess, because Gunnar, Adley, among others, are all arbitration eligible. So they're all going to get – there's 12, I believe, all going to get raises. Do you sacrifice those two at the expense, pun intended, of others, and then future Orioles coming in here salary-wise?
So starting with Cano, I don't have a problem with bringing him back. I mean, I guess it depends what the... All right, so I got an estimate here. This is from Spotrac, however you pronounce it.
Spotrac,
whatever. Yeah, they're the money people. That's what I call them. $1.75 million is the estimate for what it would cost to bring Cano back next year.
Hmm.
I don't have a problem with that. I mean, it's relatively cheap in the grand scheme of things. I was very concerned about how he pretty much fell off a cliff last year. And this really goes back to the whole point about how hard it is to evaluate bullpen talent. But with how depleted the Orioles are in terms of relievers, I got no problem just bringing him back just for the body. Right?
For that price tag?
Right.
Yeah.
And see what happens, right? I mean, maybe there's some early warning signs in spring training that you kind of get that indication that, okay, last year, that's who he is from here on out. And you can make a decision from that point. But even then, keep him down in AAA. You know, you're going to need, it's 162 games. You're going to need guys to come up and down, make spot appearances here and there. To cut bait, again, based on what he did last year, it would make sense. But at that price point, I don't have a problem with it at all. Mountcastle, going to be a little bit more, I would imagine, obviously. And this first base logjam, please figure it out. But there's so many moving parts here. You've been pretty vocal about trading Kobe Mayo in order to get the front end pitching we want.
Yes.
And if that's the route you go, then okay, yeah, door is wide open for a Ryan Mountcastle to come back. And here's the thing. Adley's your starting catcher. Sam Basayo, to me, is then going to have to be your predominant first baseman, unless he just can't handle it. But then that limits him to simply DH. Now, he'll catch a couple days a week, but he's got to play every day, especially with that contract. So he's in there every day. Adley's in there every day for now. To me, if you're making a first base addition, if it's not Mountcastle, it's not Mayo, it wouldn't be a Pete Alonso. It wouldn't be someone who's also going to command everyday reps. It would be someone who could platoon. And I think that could be ideal for a Ryan Mountcastle right now.
And if they bring in a Pete Alonso, which I don't think they will, but let's just play the game. Mountcastle's history. And then Mayo's got to go because Alonso's going to get the majority of the playing time there. And Basayo sprinkles in. And who knows what other platoon guy they could have that could pay, play first base to spell. Mayo would have to be part of a package to get, say, a Mitch Keller from the Pittsburgh Pirates or maybe one of the Twins guys who could be available this offseason. Because if you get Alonso, where the hell's Mayo playing?
Exactly. And those curious, Ryan Mountcastle, again, this is all speculation, estimate for his contract or his figure, $6.5 million, which was actually be less than what he made last year by a little bit. So, yeah, again, I don't see them getting that everyday first baseman in free agency or a trade. I think Mountcastle would be ideal to be the platoon guy. But I'm all in on Basayo. I mean, get him at first base. I mean, this guy has to play every day. There's no way around it.
After NFL lunch, which is next, we're going to get to Nolan's wish list for the Orioles at 1:15. If you have one, share it with us at 1:30. Chris Boombacha from USA Today will preview week 11 of the NFL season with him. Are the New England Patriots a good team, or are they just taking advantage of a weak schedule? They still have Buffalo. They still have the Ravens coming up here, but this looks like a team, and we'll see what Denver does against Kansas City this weekend, but New England looks like a team that could go from not even making the playoffs to it could be the number one seed in the AFC.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.